This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Public Interest Network is filling some of the old acorn space. Talking to old friend and comrade Zach Paulette on Wade's World was great fun. And as always, a political education about the state of play around the country. Sitting in the KABF broadcast studio, we began by noting that the station was celebrating completing its 34th year, having gone on the air at the end of August 1984. I asked Zach if he wasn't the head organizer for Arkansas Acorn at the time, and indeed he was there as Scott Holliday hit the buttons to begin this long-playing Voice of the People station that is now an institution in central Arkansas. Before the show went on the air, I joked with Zach that I was happy to have him on so I could finally understand what his current job really entailed. And he laughed and said essentially about the same as it was, just not Acorn. Over recent years, since the shuttering of Acorn in the U.S., Zach has been campaign director for the Public Interest Network, the network directed by Doug Phelps that also includes the old Public Interest Research Group, PIRG, a legacy of Ralph Nader, and Environmental America, a membership organization. By the end of the show, it's clear that Zach was still as up to his elbows in progressive politics, initiatives, voter registration, and engagement as he was for all his years as Acorn's political director. Their voter registration program is focused on six states, and for the most part, they're the ones that count mightily for the midterms: North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Florida, Colorado, Arizona, and California. He expects their new registrations might hit 175,000, which he noted isn't Acorn scale, but still makes a big difference. And he's right. Talking later about North Carolina's latest slapdown by federal judges of their Republican legislature's ham-fisted and discriminatory gerrymandering based on race and, of course, power, he commented that looking at the decision, it was clear that the judges had just gotten ticked and lost patience with the gang, not caring what little time they had before the vote. Looking at the political landscape from his position on the playing field, Zach was less optimistic than many of the demo strategists and pundits about the chances of control of the House of Representatives flipping in the midterms. His verdict was basically, it's possible, but let's see if the Democrats can't blow it. Two ways it could hurt, he underlined, would be continuing to talk about disbanding ICE and impeaching Trump, both of which are playing into the president's hands and are likely to energize his base. Though complimenting California billionaire Tom Steyer on his contribution to making a relatively unknown African-American mayor the Democratic nominee for governor in Florida, Zach was plain-spoken about the damage Steyer's impeachment drum-beating is doing. When it comes to the Senate, Zach thought the Democrats would lose three or four seats in this round, short of a miracle, though he thought John Tester would survive in Montana. The more we talked about the national scene, it was clear that Zach and the Public Interest Network have done a good job of filling some of the space left with Acorn's departure from the national field, albeit with a different constituency and policy tilt, and that's a blessing for the hopes of American democracy now and in the future. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.